everybody. It is really nice to see you all. We've had a nice crew show up for the live recording of this. Welcome back to Growth Club, or welcome to Growth Club for those of you who are new. My name is Sonia Simone. And today I'm going to talk about three of the secret enemies to getting your stuff done. And these are secret enemies for a couple of reasons, and we'll talk about why as we go forward. This session is in three parts, so we're going to cover each enemy separately, and then we're just going to get a quick break. And if you'd like to get up, stretch your legs, grab a tea, or just get a little fresh air, that's great. So I'm going to start with something that's not a secret enemy. People talk about it a lot, and that is know your why. You might have heard of this. Why is in W-H-Y. Why is this a priority? Why do you want to do the thing? And so some, you know, of the experts or TED Talk guys say, you know, if you know why you're going to do your thing, then it's magically going to happen. You know, you're going to understand and you're just going to get it done. Now, if you have no idea why you're doing something, then yeah, make time for that. You know, do spend a few moments of self-reflection on why am I writing this book? Why do I publish this blog, this podcast? Why am I doing this business? Sure. But what I found is really, we know why. I mean, yeah, that's useful, but you can know exactly why you're doing something and it still doesn't happen. You know, the time comes, you've got it on your calendar, you make the time, you block out the distractions, you sit down, you don't do it. And that's what we're going to talk about today because it happens a lot. So we are going to talk by the way, about that distraction management in a future workshop, you know, dealing with the phone and Facebook and all that stuff. So let's do the easy one first, and then we'll go from in order from easy to hard. The easy reason is you don't have enough clarity on the actual task you're trying to do. So let's say you sit down to work on a blog post, a podcast, it doesn't matter, it can be anything. But you don't actually know how long it takes you to write a blog post because the last time you did it, it took you an hour. And the time before, it took you 3 days. And so it's really hard to sit down and write a blog post when you have no idea what you're even committing to by sitting at that desk. You also maybe have not done your preparation yet. So we talked about that in an earlier workshop. Preparation and doing are two different things in your to-do list. And if they aren't, you will face a lot of resistance when you sit down. If your to-do list has write this week's blog post, you are making things 10 times harder for yourself before you even sit down at the keyboard. So to take the teeth out of this one, to defuse this one, first, make sure that you're translating a rather big task like writing a blog post into better, more manageable chunks. Make sure you are splitting out the preparation to do the task from the actual task. Make sure you're splitting those out. And that's not necessarily two tasks. That could be five or six. Also, when you have tasks like this, especially things you do regularly, like creating content, writing blog posts, keep an eye on how long each of those pieces is taking you. And that's a big part of getting better clarity on the things that you want to do more of. So you may find that you normally spend a good hour doing the research and outlining for a blog post. That's before you do any writing at all. And then your writing time, maybe that's an hour, maybe it's 2 hours. Sometimes your prep is 2 hours and your writing is a half hour. That is not uncommon. And then, you know, your promotion is another hour. All that is good information because it lets you allocate those individual subtasks to days and times when it's reasonable for them to happen. So if your Mondays are always bananas, and that's really common, don't write my blog post on Monday because it's not realistic. You know, it might be realistic to say, schedule some things, but it's not realistic to put the bigger chunks on Mondays because your Mondays are cuckoo. Now, I'll give you a beautiful example. You can go out once we're done with the session. For blog posts specifically, Pamela Wilson wrote a fantastic blog post for Copyblogger on writing one piece of content a week. And she does that work for you of breaking down what are the chunks, what are the manageable subtasks, and then she has a suggestion for when you might break them up during the week. I will shoot you a link to that on the replay. So I will shoot you an email. Make sure you're on the email list. That will have all the resources so you don't have to, you know, Google or scramble or anything like that. And you can break up any task this way. What are the subtasks? How long will they take? If you don't know how long they'll take, then you know, okay, pay attention to how long this is taking. It's really good for recurring tasks, but you could do it for any task. And when you have that clarity, you're so much more likely to actually do it. All right, so that's our first enemy. And I think of this as like a Super Mario game. So this is like the little boss, you know, this is the little enemy that you have to defeat to get to the end of the level. But just because it's little, if you don't defeat it, you don't move forward. So it's manageable, it's doable. You may have heard it before, but until you do it, it's going to be very hard for you to sit down and do the thing that you want to do. So we're going to take a quick pause. And while we're doing that, please feel free to get up, stretch your legs. I am a big fan increasingly of breaking learning into more manageable chunks, just like we're talking about here. So I'm going to just get up, do a quick stretch, rest my voice, drink a little tea. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the second boss, the second, you know, I don't play Super Mario, so I don't know what this one is, but maybe it's the end of a world, right? You get the end of a Mario world and there's a little bit bigger boss. And it's one, it's only big because we don't admit to it. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Just maybe 2 minutes and catch you in 2 minutes. Take a little break, stretch your legs.